You can take, yeah. Today's class will be given by Her Grace Kalasudha Mataji. We are continuing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. Mataji, you can take over.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20, entitled Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Instructs Srila Sanatana Goswami in the Science of the Absolute Truth. Vishwa Srishti Adi Koila, Bedo Brahma Ke Paraila, Artho Be Gyato Swarup Shakti Maya Dura Koila. This is Text 361. Translation. In that same verse, it is stated that the Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of the cosmic manifestation, and that He enabled Lord Brahma to create the universe by infusing Him with the knowledge of the Vedas. It is also stated that the Lord has full knowledge, directly and indirectly, that He knows past, present, and future, and that His personal energy is separate from Maya, the illusory energy. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Pudaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Pudaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Acharya Pudaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaura Katha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatharine Nama Om Vishnu Pudaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this is in reference to the text, two verses previous to this one on Text 359, where the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.1.1, first verse from the first chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam has been quoted. And this is, this text 361 that we read is in reference to this particular verse, where it is saying that in that same verse it is stated that the Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of the cosmic manifestation, and that He enabled Lord Brahma to create the universe by infusing Him with the knowledge of the Vedas. Tene Brahma Rida Ya Adi Kavaye. So, you know, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, it also serves as an invocation prayer at many times. Many devotees, you know, before they start even a fire sacrifice, or sometimes when they start an auspicious event, you know, just by chanting this particular mantra, it starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and it ends with Satyam Param Dhimahi. So it is said that just by chanting this particular mantra, you know, of this 1.1.1, the Srimad Bhagavatam first verse, It has the potency to destroy all inauspiciousness. It's very, very potent. So many devotees use this like an invocation prayer as well. So we will just recite this verse one time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadhyasya yato anvayat itaratas charateshu abhigya swarat tene brahmaridaya adikavaye mohyantiyat surayaha Tejo Vari Mridam Yathau Narayana Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. So, very, very beautiful verse of this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, extremely beautiful verse. And how it actually, just by reciting this one particular verse, it encompasses the entire creation. The entire creation process has been encompassed just by the recitation of this particular verse. That is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, that just in four lines, you know, how a particular, you know, the entire creation chapter has in fact just been told in the form of these four lines, that how Krishna actually is the one who imparted the transcendental knowledge of the Vedas to Brahma. He enabled Lord Brahma to create the universe by infusing him with the knowledge of the Vedas. How did he infuse? Tene Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaye, who is this Adi Kavi, is Lord Brahma. He is the first living entity. So Adi Kavaye, Tene Brahma Rida, that by the knowledge was infused to Lord Brahma by Krishna himself through the heart. He was able to impart this Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. So when I was reading this particular verse, actually the three verses that I, you know, 359, 360, and 361, I was just reading these, and I realized that let us try to understand what is the position of Lord Brahma. Imagine that, you know, just like how Krishna imparted the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So Arjuna is considered to be the direct disciple of Krishna. So in the similar way, Lord Brahma is actually the first disciple of Krishna. You know, Krishna himself presented the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. He revealed everything to Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma is the first person, the first student of Sri Krishna. And this Lord Brahma, Krishna is so kind that Krishna appears in every day of Brahma. We all know what is the longevity of Lord Brahma. Brahma lives for 311,040,000,000,000 years, which is like, you know, the calculation is something like this, that, you know, one kalpa means Satya Treta Dwapar Kali. You know, the culmination of these four yugas is called as one kalpa. 1,000 such cycles make up one day of Brahma. And 1,000 such cycles make up one night of Brahma. And Brahma lives for, you know, this one multiplied by 365 is 1 year of Brahma. And then Brahma lives for 100 such years. So when you add up everything, it comes up to 311,040,000,000,000 years, which is huge. It's the highest number of years that any living entity can live. And Krishna is so kind that, you know, when Brahma is going through his day comprises of 1,000 cycles of Satya Treta Dwapar Kali, right? So it's one kalpa multiplied by 1,000 is equal to one day of Brahma. So when the kalpa cycle is on the 28th cycle, that's when Krishna appears. Every day of Brahma. So every time after, you know, every time when it's going on Satya Treta Dwapar Kali, Satya Treta Dwapar Kali, when it comes to the 28th cycle, that time Krishna himself appears. And that means that Krishna appears in every day of the lifetime of Lord Brahma. And then it went on, you know, I was going on to think that how, in spite of all of this, in spite of Krishna giving the direct knowledge of the Vedas to Lord Brahma, In spite of Krishna coming every day of Lord Brahma, he comes and performs his pastimes. Every day Lord Krishna comes and Lord Brahma is able to see him. You know, for us to understand this particular aspect that, you know, how gigantic is Lord Brahma, is that we can understand it with a very simple example of what Srila Prabhupada gave us. He says that just like when our night, you know, when we sleep at night, there are some microorganisms who are born, they stay for some time, they give offsprings, and then by the time we get up in the morning, they are actually done with their entire lifetime. They are perished. So their longevity, their entire lifetime is a matter of a few hours, which is just considered to be our nighttime. So we can see that how when someone much more, you know, lower life form than us has such a short lifespan, then it is very easily we can relate to this fact that how much more longevity Lord Brahma has, and that his day is so many years, 1,000 kalpas is Brahma's one day. So when we understand it through this analogy, then it doesn't become too difficult for us to understand. So having said this, Lord Krishna, he appears every day of Lord Brahma, which is the 28th cycle of the 7th Manu, Krishna makes his appearance. So Lord Brahma gets to see Krishna every single day of his life. And Lord Krishna is the one who gave the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma in the beginning. So Brahma, in that matter, he is practically trained by Krishna himself. And he is seeing Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, every single day of his life. Lord Brahma is doing that. But in spite of all of this, Lord Brahma becomes illusioned by the position of Krishna. And he doubts the position of Krishna. How does this happen? We all know the famous pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. What happened during that pastime? During that pastime, one time Brahma realized that, oh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is performing some pastimes in the material world. Let me go and see what is happening there. So Lord Brahma sat on his swan carrier and he came down to Bhauma Vrindavan. When he came to Vrindavan, Lord Brahma saw that it was lunchtime for Krishna, and Krishna was there with his cowherd boyfriends, and they were all nicely grazing the cows and the calves, and then suddenly it was lunchtime, so Krishna said, okay, let us all sit down. And they all sat in a circle, and then they all started opening their lunch boxes. When they started opening and their lunchbox, how is their lunchbox? Not in the form of a box, actually. They all started opening their potlis. Potli means a bundle of cloth where they have, you know, food that was wrapped inside. Just like how nowadays we use foil to wrap our food. So like that, they used nice cloth to wrap their food. So like this, they would tie it up in a knot and then put it at the end of their sticks, and the cowherd boys would carry their lunch packs like that. So they opened up their lunch packs, they opened up their lunch, you know, the cloth, and they started all, you know, before each of the cowherd boys would eat, they would first offer a bite of their food to Krishna. That's how they would, you know, first do it. They would first give it to Krishna, and when Krishna was satisfied, then the boys will start eating. So this particular day what happened is, Madhu Mangala, who was the Brahmana, he came, and that day Madhu Mangala was a very poor Brahmin boy. And that poor Brahmin boy that particular day did not have anything else other than buttermilk that was kept in a small earthen pot by his mother. There was buttermilk that his mother had given for him that day. And there was nothing else. So Madhu Mangal saw that there's only buttermilk. And if Krishna sees that there's only buttermilk, what will Krishna think? Krishna will want to, you know, take this buttermilk, and I can't offer only buttermilk to Krishna. I don't want to do this. So what did Madhu Mangal do? When Krishna asked Madhumangal, "Hey Madhumangal, what do you have for me?" Madhumangal said, "No, nothing, nothing." He said, "No, I see that there is an earthen pot in front of you. What do you have in that earthen pot?" Then Madhumangal said, "No, no, Kanha, I have nothing, I have nothing." And then, you know, Krishna was almost coming near Madhumangal. And then Madhumangal just took that buttermilk and he drank that entire buttermilk and, you know, poured it down his throat. But there was so much buttermilk in that he was not able to drink it fast. So the last part of the buttermilk, he had it filled up in his mouth and his mouth had blown up like that. It was blown up with buttermilk. And Krishna said, "Ha, Madhumangala, you finished the entire buttermilk. You didn't give me buttermilk." And Madhumangala was just nodding his head because his mouth was full with buttermilk. He couldn't even, you know, open his mouth. So then Krishna said, "Madhumangal, you cheated me. You didn't give me buttermilk, but I am a thief. I will steal it from you." So then Krishna came right in front of Madhumangal's face and he opened his mouth. And then with both his hands, he squished both the cheeks of Madhumangal. And as soon as he squished the cheeks of Madhumangal, like a fountain from Madhumangal's mouth, it was a fountain of buttermilk that reached Krishna's mouth. And Krishna drank that buttermilk, which was, Krishna said, today I'm so satisfied. I drank the nectar-like buttermilk from Madhumangal's mouth. And Krishna was rejoicing and Madhumangal was feeling so embarrassed. But he was defeated by the love of Krishna. And Krishna was so happy that he was able to drink the buttermilk directly from the mouth of Madhumangal, from the one that was inside the mouth of Madhumangala. So when Lord Brahma witnessed this particular scene, Lord Brahma could not take it. Lord Brahma got very disturbed and he said, "What kind of Paramapurush Bhagwan is this? How can this be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is drinking the jhuta. He is drinking the one that is already drunk by this Brahmana boy. How can this be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? I have to test whether this is really Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not." So then Brahma immediately first, he stole the little calves. He stole the calves and he went back to Brahmaloka, to Satyaloka. He put them in the Satyaloka to Brahmaloka and then he came back again. And then in the meantime, Krishna had already gone to search for, you know, where did the calves go? And by the time Krishna went to search for the calves, then, you know, Brahma came and he just stole all the cowherd boys also and then took them to his abode. And then when he took them to his abode, he just spent like a moment in the in Brahma's own abode. Brahma spent a moment over there just counting all the boys and all the calves. And then by the time he came back, one entire year had passed by, because time is, you know, when you ascend to the higher planetary systems, time goes very quick. So 1 year on Earth is equivalent to one moment in the heavenly planets, on Lord Brahma's planet especially. So therefore, Lord Brahma, by the time he just went, he dropped the kids, he waited there for some time, and he came back. By this time, there was an entire year that passed through on Bhauma Vrindavan. And when Lord Brahma came back, what did he see? He saw that each and every one of the cowherd boys are there, exactly there. The calves are all there. And he was so confused. And in this meantime, this 1 year, even the Brajabasis and even the cows were confused. You know why? The reason why the cows and the Brajabasis were confused is that they felt so much love for their children. The cows felt so much love for their calves the same kind of love that they feel towards Krishna, they were feeling towards their calves. The same kind of love that the Brajbasis feel for Krishna, they were feeling for their own children. And they were confused that how can I feel so much love? You know, like the cows were confused that when we see Krishna, milk automatically flows from us. And that is what is happening when my calf is coming near me. So the cows were confused. The Brajbasis, when the mothers used to hug their children, they would feel so much. Can you hear me?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
We couldn't, Mataji. We couldn't. Now we can. We couldn't
okay.
hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, Mataji.
There's some kind of voice saying something. So I was just wondering what happened. So then the mothers were all confused that when they were hugging their child, they are feeling the same kind of love that they feel towards Krishna. They were feeling towards their own child. And everyone was so confused that what is happening? What is happening? What special thing is happening? When Krishna came back from the forest today, how are we feeling so much love towards our children? Cows are confused. How can we feel so much love for my calf? Because Krishna had actually expanded into each and every one of the calves and each and every one of the cowherd boys. It was Krishna himself. That is the reason why each and every one of them were feeling so much love towards their own children. Because they were all non-different from Krishna himself. And this secret was known only by two people other than Krishna. One was Lord Balaram, who knew this. And the other was Purnamasi. Purnamasi is the elderly lady who is none other than Yoga Maya, who stayed in Vrindavan, who stayed in Braj, to assist Krishna in his pastimes. So when Purnamasi understood, she knew that this is Krishna himself. One day Purnamasi told all the Brajabasi ladies that, my dear gopis, I have one very good proposition that the nakshatras are very, very properly aligned right now. And now is the exact muhurta in which all of your daughters should get married to all of the cowherd boys. Get them married. Get them married in this most auspicious nakshatra. This is the best lagna time, so get them all married. So nobody ever doubted the words of Purnamasi. So therefore, as soon as Mother Purnamasi said this, all the Brajbasis, they arranged a huge marriage festival. And all the cowherd little girls, they were married to the little boys. So that way, all the gopis originally, they got married, although they were, you know, in the form of the other cowherd boys, but they actually got married to Krishna himself, who was manifested in the form of those cowherd boys. So like this, Purnamasi very intelligently got all the girls married to all of those cowherd boys, who was none other than Krishna. So like this, one entire year had passed by in Bhauma Vrindavan, and when Lord Brahma returned, he was so confused. He said, what's happening? I just saw that they were in my abode. I kept the calves, I kept the boys there in my abode, and how come they're simultaneously present here? Who are they? And Lord Brahma, he just prayed that, Krishna, help me, who are they? Then Krishna, as the master of all mystics, he revealed to Lord Brahma that he is the one who expanded himself as all of the cowherd boys and all of the little calves. So he revealed to Lord Brahma. And immediately Lord Brahma begged forgiveness from the Lord. He first went to Brahmaloka, he brought back all the cowherd boys, he brought back the calves, and he fell prostrated in front of Krishna, and he said, my dear Lord Krishna, please forgive me. And when Lord Brahma begged for forgiveness from the Lord, Krishna was listening. And the most wonderful prayer that Lord Brahma finally glorified Krishna with is that he said, Tattena kampa susumikshamano bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam ritvak vapurbhir vidadhan namaste jiveti yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. That my dear Lord, anybody, any living entity who forgets everything and just depends on your anukampa, tattena kampa susumikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam, forgetting everything else, that person depends on just your mercy alone. Such a person, you know, is the rightful, you know, recipient for mukti. He is the rightful claim. He has the rightful claim that, yes, he will be awarded mukti. This is what Lord Brahma said. And a very nice anecdote on this verse was given by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. As after Mahaprabhu transformed the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma was one time reading this particular verse, and he came in front of Mahaprabhu and said, Mahaprabhu, why does Lord Brahma say mukti padaya sadaya bhak? It should be bhakti padaya sadaya bhak. It should not be mukti. Mukti is like the maid servant of the devotee. Mukti is actually folding her hand and falling down at the lotus feet of a pure devotee and saying that please use me in your seva. But the pure devotee does not even look at mukti, does not even want liberation. That is the position of a pure devotee. A pure devotee does not care for liberation. The pure devotee only cares for bhakti. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tells Mahaprabhu that anyone who is dependent on completely your mercy, tattena kampa susumikshamano, then it's not, you know, mukti that becomes his rightful claim. It's actually bhakti that becomes his rightful claim. And Lord Chaitanya smiled listening to this realization of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu said that you have very nicely understood the purport of this particular verse. And that's how it will be understood for generations to come. However, we should not change the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, although we understand that mukti here in the line of Mahaprabhu, we understand that it is nothing other than bhakti, but still we should always say mukti. So this is something very sweet and, you know, beautiful exchange between Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But the point being that in spite of having this personal attention from Krishna, in spite of Lord Brahma being the direct disciple of Krishna, in spite of Lord Brahma seeing Lord Krishna every single day, still, he got illusioned about the position of Sri Krishna. He was confused about the position of Krishna. So, you know, this is something that is a lesson for all of us, that, you know, we need to understand what is the special position of Krishna in our lives. We should not take it for granted that if a personality like Lord Brahma can be illusioned by Krishna, by the illusory potency of Krishna, then who are we, you know? So always depending on the mercy of Krishna, always depending on the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we should always be very humble, very, very proper in our service attitude. that we should be always very subservient to the Vaishnava, so that we don't fall under this illusion that Lord Brahma fell into. But it is a lesson for all of us that how strong Krishna's illusory potency can be. That no matter who we are, we always get tested. But but by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of our Guru Vargas, we will be able to, you know, always pass out with flying colors through these tests that Krishna and the illusory energy throws at us. So when we depend on the association of devotees, when we seek shelter of the devotees, when we seek shelter of the holy names, then we will always be protected. So with this, I will end here. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections, we can take that now. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Aitri Kala Sudha Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your Seva, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev
Ki. Hare Krishna Mataji, Adar Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. Thank you very much for a very sweet class. Can you hear me? I'm kind of outside, so it might be a little windy.
No, we can hear you just fine. There was actually another Mataji who was talking, but Vrindagopika Mataji, we'll come back to you. Faneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, go ahead.
Okay. My question was, so as you were saying that Lord Brahma sees Krishna every day, and so does this Boma Leela happen, how do I say this?
Every day?
So it's every day? It happens if he comes once in the day of Brahma, then this happens every day to him.
Yes, it does. He gets illusion every single day. It happens. Just the same way as Indra gets illusioned also. But for Indra, it happens, you know, in lesser frequencies because Indra's lifespan is a little bit lesser than Lord Brahma's. So for Indra, it's lesser frequency, but for Lord Brahma, it happens every single day.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's why I was saying that how strong the illusory potency can be, you know, that he gets illusioned every single day and he begs forgiveness every single day and he commits the same mistake every single day.
Oh, wow. So that's, and now so I understand why you say we are very, very dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas to protect us and Guru Vargas to protect us.
Absolutely.
And the other question is, so, and also when he chants the Chaturshloki Gita, the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Does that happen every day also in the day of Brahma, or just once in his lifetime? It happens once in his lifetime, I guess, right?
The Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, that would be once in a lifetime that Lord Brahma actually recites that. But he recites it every day, Lord Brahma, just like how he does his morning duties. This is like part of his sadhana, to chant the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam.
Okay. Okay. That's
part
sense.
Of his sadhana, basically.
Okay. And I had another question, but I forgot it. But that's okay. I'm going to Gopika Mataji can go, and then if I think of it, I'll ask it at the end. Thank you, Mataji.
So, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, please forgive me. Mataji, yesterday one Mataji is asking question that is a post that Raghunath Das Goswami eat sweet rice that is made by milk, sugar and rice, and he is not able to digest that sweet rice. So Ayurveda doctor came and gave a medicine. So Mataji, I explain whatever I hear from all the seniors, Matajis and Prabhujis, but can you please explain? Because my knowledge is very limited.
I'm so sorry, I didn't understand the question.
The question is, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, eat sweet rice, so much sweet rice, one festival, that is a dahi jeera. So that it's made by milk, rice and sugar. So it's not going to digest him. So that some Vaishnava asked Ayurvedic Vaidya to give Ayurvedic herbs to him. So that Raghunath Das Goswami explained that he is not able to digest the Srimati Radharani's mercy. So that is the quote small. So can you please add more point of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami?
Mataji, I have forwarded the message that she is talking about. She
okay,
wants
just give me 1 second. Yeah, I'm still, because it's not clear to me what she's saying.
Okay, so I've sent it on WhatsApp to you.
Just give me a minute. One day, yeah. Terrible pains, okay.
Can you share the question once you read it?
Okay, here it is. One day, Raghunath Das Goswami had terrible pains in his stomach from indigestion. Devotees brought an Ayurvedic doctor. The doctor examined Raghunath Das Goswami and told the devotees he has overeaten sweet rice, milk, rice and sugar cooked together. Devotees were outraged as they thought the doctor was in illusion. Actually, Raghunath Das revealed that in his internal transcendental loving meditation on Radha and Krishna, Srimati Radharani gave him her own remnants of sweet rice, and in his transcendental meditation, he ate it. That is what gave him the indigestion.
Mataji, is it happen in Panihati time, Mataji, that past time, what Mataji is talking?
This did happen during this didn't happen during Panihati. This particular past time didn't happen during Panihati. And do you know the source of this particular thing?
Mataji, I don't know in the Panihati, but I heard from the lecture that past time, but I never heard from anybody in the Panihati time, Raghunath Das. Mataji is telling, I think Vrinda Gopika Mataji is telling, it's happened in Panihati time. Yes, Mataji? After eating...
Mataji, I am also not sure. Just one newcomer, Mataji, asked the question. So yesterday I explained all about Raghunath Das Goswami, but still I need more point. I am not sure. I am very, very small Vaishnavi.
The thing is that this pastime, as far as I know, this could have happened before or after, but definitely not during Panihati. You see, the Goswamis, they are such, you know, like how Rupa Goswami used to envision the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, you know, swing pastimes and so many things. They would just envision, like, Radharani getting stuck on this, you know, while she was plucking kadamba flowers. Like this, the visions of Radha and Krishna's pastimes would actually come in front of them all the time. They would, you know, be in the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna all the time. However, and the Goswamis, they are actually supposed to be, you know, like, they were very frugal eaters. They would only subsist on, what is it called, madhukari. They would only beg around food, around braj, and that's how they would sustain their life. So everyone was shocked. The reason why this Vaidya was, you know, criticized by everybody is that everyone was shocked that how can he have indigestion when Raghunath Das Goswami subsists on madhukari, which is nothing but roti and achar, you know. Basically, madhukari means they just get this braja roti and they just get some achar on it or some sabji on it sometimes. That's it. They don't get anything other than this. And the Vaidya came and said that Das Goswami has having indigestion because he ate a combination of milk, sweet and rice, milk, sugar and rice. So when this came to his notice that time, everyone thought that this Vaidya is lying. But Raghunath Das Goswami later revealed to everybody that actually he had eaten the remnants of Srimati Radharani's sweet rice, which Radharani gave to him in his meditation. So by eating something in meditation, he has developed a indigestion in his stomach. So we can understand how real their level is and what kind of reality that they live in. This world is truly an illusion for them at their level. This world happens to be illusion, but what they're experiencing with Radha and Krishna, that is actually a reality for them. Because what he ate from Srimati Radharani in his meditation, because of that he got an indigestion in his stomach. Just imagine the kind of devotional level that he's on. There is no other explanation to this other than that, by just saying that, by just understanding that what kind of level is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in. Does that make sense?
Jai Ho Gopinath Ki, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Ki, Jai Ho, Dhanvat Pranam Mataji, Hari Bol. I don't have any doubt, but it's not clear to me how I have to give an answer to that Mataji. That's why I ask this question.
Right, thank you very much. Does this help you now to give an answer?
Yes, Mataji, yes. Hari Bol.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Because in the Panihati Leela, Srimati Radharani was not present. Mahaprabhu
yes,
came
Mataji.
In the Panihati Leela. So
yes, Mataji.
That is why this particular Leela actually happened in Vrindavan. That's why I also wanted, like how Priti Vilasini, how you've written that what is the source. Even I was a little confused, but then I remembered that this Leela actually happened in Vrindavan.
Jai Ho Gopinath
Ki. This pastime, you know, this Kadamba flower pastime is in Panihati Mataji?
No. Kadamba flower pastime happened to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was chanting, and you know because his chanting was so pure, he would experience such Shuddha Naam that the Rupa Gun and Leela of the Lord would automatically manifest in front of him. So one day he saw that Srimati Radharani is having a basket in her hand and she is trying to pluck some Kadamba flowers. And the Kadamba flower was on a very high branch and she was not able to reach. So Krishna saw this and he came and he just stood on that branch. And when he stood on that branch, the branch became low. It came low and Radharani was able to pluck all the Kadamba flowers that were there on that branch. And Krishna, just to make some joke, what he did is suddenly he disappeared from the branch. And Srimati Radharani, she is feather light. She's so light that she caught on to that flower, the Kadamba flower, and she just went up in thin air. She just went up like that. She was holding on to that Kadamba flower and she was just raised on top of the ground. And all the sakhis who were standing below, they were all laughing that, oh, Radhe, look, she is latkofying on a Kadamba flower. And seeing this beautiful Leela, Rupa Goswami started laughing while his eyes were closed. And at that particular moment, there was this handicapped, you know, like a physically challenged devotee who was going by. And he thought that Rupa Goswami is laughing at the way I am walking. And he got offended. And as soon as he was offended, this vision disappeared from Rupa Goswami's eyes because the devotee got offended. And then he went to Sanatan and he asked, what should have happened that I can't get that vision back? And Sanatan said that it's because of your aparad to a Vaishnava. He said, I didn't do any aparad. He said, maybe some devotee has taken some aparad without your knowledge. So what should you do? You should offer a feast to the entire Braj. You know, offer a feast to all the Babajis and invite everyone. Whoever doesn't come, that is the person whom you've offended. So then Rupa Goswami gave out a whole feast. Everybody came except for that handicapped devotee. So then Rupa Goswami went and offered his prostrated obeisances to him, and he said, Babaji, please tell me, how have I offended you? And that Babaji was very simple-hearted. He said, I was walking yesterday and I thought that you laughed at me. And then Rupa Goswami explained to him that, no, Babaji Maharaj, this was the situation, that I was laughing at this. And then this Babaji was, you know, of course, he also begged for forgiveness from Rupa Goswami. But then this goes on to show that how important it is for us to be careful in all of our Vaishnava dealings. Therefore, we say, knowingly or unknowingly, if we have committed offense, we beg for forgiveness. You know? So, for us to be able to relish the holy names, we need the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So when we therefore start chanting, we should offer obeisances to all Vaishnavas, because we don't know whom we are offending, knowingly or unknowingly. So whoever we may have offended unknowingly also, to them we offer obeisances by saying this mantra, and then Harinam Prabhu has mercy on us and allows us to relish the holy names. That is the process.
Yes, thank you, Madhavi. Actually, you narrated whole pastime. I asked another Kadamba flower pastime, but it's very nice, Madhavi.
The other Kadamba flower, yes. In Panihati, there is one more Kadamba flower. Yes, there is.
That Tathisina Mahaprabhu also present there, and then that too. Yeah.
Ananda Prabhu, actually, he told Raghav Pandit that... he told Raghav Pandit and Das Goswami, he told both of them that, go to your garden and I wish to wear a Kadamba flower garland. And then they said that we don't have any Kadamba flowers in our backyard. Nityananda Prabhu said, go and check. And when they came out, they saw that there was a huge Kadamba tree and it was laden with Kadamba flowers. And they immediately plucked all of them and made a huge Kadamba garland for Lord Nityananda, and they offered it to Lord Nityananda. So that's the pastime.
Mataji, thank you. I didn't know that before pastime also is related to Kadamba. I know only the story. But thank you, Mataji, for narrating.
Thank you, Ajji Kalashada Maji, Dandwet Pranam. Thank you very much for your association, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice, wonderful pastime, sir.
Please pardon my name.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. First time I have one question.
Yes, Saneshwari, Mataji.
So the other question, well, first of all, I wanted to just comment about this pastime. It just reminded me of the pastime of when Srila Prabhupada was in, I believe, the Radha Gopinath temple, and he was chanting and he was all in ecstasy, and when Babaji came up and saw, and he had a garland of, I don't know which flowers, but some flowers that aren't seasoned then on around his neck, and I think Prabhupada said that he got it from the spiritual world. I don't know exactly the whole passage, if anybody knows it.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I'm sorry, I got disconnected. Can you hear me?
Hare Krishna, Mahaji, there's a lot of background disturbance maybe from your end, is that?
I think it's someplace else. It's not. I mean, I have a little bit of disturbance, but...
Okay.
I just got cut off for a second there. I don't know if you heard
my... Okay, so you have another... You said you have a question?
A question, right. My question was, so we know that Vyasadeva separated the Vedas into four parts, you know, Rigveda, Yajurveda, and Samveda. So when it was given to Lord Brahma, was it the four, I mean, how was it, it was always depicted as four Vedas given to Brahma, but if if Vyasadeva was the one that separated them, then what was originally given to Brahma? That makes sense.
Brahma was given an entire chunk. The entire Vedanta sutras was what was given to Lord Brahma. So everything was encompassed in those Vedanta Sutra that was given to Lord Brahma. And then, of course, Vyasadeva broke them all down and segregated them. But it was the Vedanta Sutras that was given to Lord Brahma, which are very commonly known as Vedas.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I think somebody else isn't on mute, so that's a problem. If everybody can just check their phones real
quick.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, what is the Chaturthi Shloki Bhagavatam?
Hare Krishna, what is
mute the phone, we are not able to hear. Please mute the phone.
Chaturthi Shloki Bhagavatam.
I'm so sorry, I can't hear you.
She wanted to know what is the Chaturthi Shloki
Brahma. Recite. One second.
There are a lot of people.
Sorry, everyone is speaking at the same time. I just cannot
speak. Krishna, see, there are a lot of people who have unmuted themselves to ask questions, but I request everyone to please hold on for some time, mute yourself, let the others ask, and then you can start asking. Okay? Thank you so much.
Mataji, what is the Chaturthi Shloki Bhagavatam?
What is the what?
You mentioned, Mataji.
She wants to know about the Chaturthi Shloki Bhagavatam.
Chaturthi Shloki Bhagavatam. It is actually... it is mentioned that it is from Canto 2, the second canto from... I think it is Chapter 9, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it is from verses 33, 34, 35, 36, if I'm not mistaken. But we can check it out. Give me 1 minute. I can check it out for you. One second, huh? I'm just pulling it up. Yeah, that's the one. It's second canto, chapter 9, texts 33 through 36. That's the Chaturthi Shloki Bhagavatam.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. That's considered to be like the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. These four verses found in the canto 2 of chapter 9. Text 33 through 36.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any more questions?
Thank you, Kalasudha Mataji. Very nice class and my very nice answers and also pastimes. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Omodiki Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thanks.
Thank you for Pranam. Please, I want to ask one question.
Hare Krishna, there's again too many people in the talking
Hare Krishna Mataji, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, go ahead.
Okay, yes, thank you for class. My question is in reference to the pastime that you just narrated about Rupa Goswami having unknowingly offended the Brahmana, the crippled Brahmana. My question comes because I understand that Krishna accepts whatever is in our heart, the favorable things in our heart. You know, he understands, because Krishna is in our heart, he understands our intentions. And so Krishna was fully aware that Rupa Goswami did not intentionally offend that crippled Brahmana. So the fact that his vision of that Kadamba pastime was withdrawn from him makes it appear that he held that unintentional offense against Rupa Goswami. So I don't understand that.
It's a very nice question. Very, very nice question. But you see, Krishna, to teach all of us, he actually utilizes his dear most confidential associates. So similarly, Rupa Goswami Pad, yes, there is, you know, Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He knows the mood and the intention of Srila Rupa Goswami, but he also wanted to prove a point for later generations, that how important it is for us to be careful of Vaishnava Aparad, that how serious Vaishnava Aparad can be. That is the point that is demonstrated through this Leela. The main take-home point is not that Krishna made the Leela disappear from Rupa Goswami's vision. That's not of consequence at all. But the main point being stressed over here is that, you know, how important it is for us to actually respect Vaishnavas, how important it is for us to actually be very cautious about our dealings with Vaishnavas is. So that is what is stressed over here. And Krishna is using Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in through this way and teaching all of us that we take this point very seriously. If it was not for this pastime, we would never have this point that, you know, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we should not commit offenses to the Vaishnavas. We should be careful. So this is the point that is being stressed here, and that is why Krishna is utilizing his dear most devotee, Rupa Goswami, to demonstrate this point to us. Does that help in understanding?
Yes. Perfectly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think Shweta Manjari from Hyderabad was speaking, if I'm not mistaken. Shweta Manjari, are you still there?
Can you hear me? I'm there.
Okay, you had a question?
I had a question, Madhuri.
Yes, tell me.
You said, Madhuri, that everything whatever we are getting, that is Krishna's causes, mercy, maybe Guru Maharaj's blessing, pure devotees, how we can make realize in our life always and how we can keep it alive. Ki whatever we are getting, it's just because of causes, mercy. We are nowhere, anywhere in sin. We are not missing, qualified. It is Krishna's causes mercy. How can we keep these things always alive in our life, even in our heart?
Very, very, very nice question. Very nice question. Well, let me ask you that, how do we remember that we should get up in the morning, we should brush our teeth, we should, you know, get ready, take bath, and then, you know, do all our morning duties? I know you have a very beautiful daughter, Aditi, who you have to keep telling even now. She knows that she has to brush her teeth, she has to take a bath, she has to go to school every day, but you have to still keep telling her every day. Am I right?
Yes, Madhuri.
So similarly, we have to also keep telling ourselves every day. We have to practice it every single day in our lives, that whatever we are is by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. We have to tell this to ourselves. We have to make it a practice to repeat this in our life. So now you are, you know, a mother and you're teaching this to your own child. So now for you, nobody has to come and tell you today that you should brush your teeth, you should take a bath, you should do this. That has all become normal habit for you. It is normal life for you now. Correct?
Yes, yes.
So similarly, how much we keep practicing, the more we keep practicing, the more it will become normal for us. It will become part of our life for us. So it is all up to how much we are able to practice, how much we are able to associate with those people who have already made this their life. So that will help us.
Mm.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, Mataji. So praying is also the best way, na, if we are praying like how you say, if you are praying like this in front of Guru Maharaj, in front of Krishna every day with crying, so that will also the best way. Is
that's
it, Mataji?
That's what I mean by constant repeating. That's what I mean. Praying, associating, doing all of this will help us in, you know, realizing this aspect.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a nice answer.
Very nice question. Very nice question. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Any more questions? All right then, Priti Vilasini Mataji, would you like to go ahead and end the call?
Hare Krishna Mataji, I think Priti Vilasini had to leave, so she asked me to end the call.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Faneshwari Lakshmi Mataji.
Yes.
So please.
Thank you, everybody, for the class. Wonderful association. Vancha Kalpata Rubhya Vya Kripa Sindhu Vya Vya Patidhanam Bhavan Yibhu Vaishnavi Vya Namana. And then the Guru Vaishnava Vindhu Vya Jai. Namachad Sri Das Bhagavad Vya Jai. All those should go for us. All those should send over to Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you so much for a wonderful, sweet pastime class, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vinaya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Mataji.
Jai Dandavat Pranam. Vrinda Govika Mataji. Hare Krishna.